February. A good day is going on. Doug Steffen with the other members of my enhanced gallery.
Roberta February Fesnelli. The 1st.
It is the 1st. Rich McFadden controls in our studio in Washington. Joining us now is Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of our medical experts who comes to us from the land of Nooka. Not from the land of milk and honey, but from the land of Nooka, N-U-C-C-A. He practices as a chiropractor, special brand. A week from yesterday. I spend the day with you getting my neck adjusted. Yeah, well, I haven't had it done for a while, and it always is something that is important because those of us who have issues with our neck or our back or our shoulders or your spine, this may be a way for you to better face the world, because if you're uncomfortable, your body is out of whack, never pleasant, not good for your health. All things need to be adjusted appropriately, and Jack's the one who can do that.
The other day, I went to see my chiropractor, and I took my son, Sean, with me, who's 7 years old, almost eight. And he had complained a few days before his back didn't feel good or something like that. So, and then when we walked in, he goes, "Daddy, my back doesn't feel good." So I asked Dr. Fran, I said, "Can you take a look at him?" She says, "Sure, you want me to adjust him?" I said, "Yes, please." And these people are really great. They just want people to be exposed to the chiropractic experience. Mm-hmm. So for kids, it's just $5 cash. That's it. $5 out of pocket. We'll do any kid, anything that needs to be done, $5. So she puts him up on the table, and I mean, she actually got some adjustment. There was quite a bit of adjusting to be done in here. You could hear it, you know, the whole bit. And she did his neck and his back and the whole thing. And he got up, and he's like, "Oh, I feel great." She says, "Does he have a cold right now?" And I said, "Yeah, he does," because she saw him sniffling. She goes, "That'll be gone in 2 days." Mm-hmm. And sure enough, cleared up.
Yeah.
There you go.
How does that happen?
Why is that?
Jack, why is that? Why? I mean, what is there about that kind of adjustment?
That the nervous system, the wiring track, you're basically your spine is the wiring track.
Well, that is. You know, the reason that we concentrate on the bones of the spine is because that's where the central nervous system is housed. It's not so much the bones we're concerned about as what's going through the middle of those bones of the spine, which is the nervous system, the wiring of the whole human body. When I was in school, we did an interesting test where we would take a blood sample and we would do a blood panel, especially looking for the lymphocytes, the immune system part of the blood. And we would administer a correction to the spine, an adjustment, and 3 minutes later, we would take another blood sample, and we would have a 30% jump in the immune factors inside the blood within just a few minutes after the spinal correction. So that's one of the reasons why that happens. I take care of kids all the time in my clinic as well. And she usually it's ear infections, sore throats, all that kind of stuff.
She said that that day she had seen eight kids already.
Oh, yeah.
And this was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll see anything from a newborn within the first 24 hours of life that's having difficulty breathing, all the way up, all the way up to, I've got patients in their 90s.
She said there's three chiropractors that work in this office, and they're all, I don't know, 37 range, something like that, 38, 39. And they all have anywhere from 2 to 4 kids. So between the three of them, there's like 10 kids. And every single
sure
one of
Utah?
Them. Yeah, and every single one of them brings their kids in from birth.
Oh, yes.
At birth, they give them, from the week that they bring them home, they go give them a little adjustment and go through the whole thing all the time. They say no colds, no ear infections,
precisely.
None of that stuff.
Most of the babies I see were C-section or forceps-assisted births, where the children often will get a neck injury before they even see the light of day. So, birth can be a very rough experience, especially if you're the first or second through the birth canal, let alone an assisted birth through C-section and forceps, because the first couple of children through the birth canal can have as much as 50 to 60 pounds of pressure on their skulls, stretching those muscles.
Think about if your kid is struggling in school with math or concentration or something like that. Talk about how this could affect their grades, their ability to pay attention, or just kind of be able to get the topics that they're talking about in school.
Well, especially in my area of the spine where I work, the misalignment at the top of the spine where the skull is sitting on the neck, anytime there's a misalignment there, where there's an imbalance, there's a firing of nerves in the upper part of the neck trying to balance itself, and that firing of nerves sends information up into the brain. I don't want to get too technical with this, but they go to certain centers of the brain that put the brain kind of on a synaptic overload. And it's very difficult for areas of the brain that are involved with concentration to be able to settle down long enough to have an attention span more than 2 or 3 seconds. So I often will be seeing taking care of children who are, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, who are definitely having ADHD, ADD. There's some dietary things that go along with it, but I've never taken care of a young child yet that had those kinds of problems that did not have a misalignment of the spine. Every time, it's always there.
So the question, as we talk to Jack Stockwell about health and well-being issues, when you hear specific questions like the good ones from Rich there, you got to wonder how, getting back to the political realities or governmental realities, how people pay for this stuff. How in the healthcare reality that we have now that puts the government first and you second, how do people, I mean, they just say, okay, I don't care about who's going to pay for this. Are there enough people doing that? Because a lot of people, you hear them all the time, Jack, oh, I can't go to you because I don't have my insurance. My insurance doesn't pay for you. I got to go to somebody else. And the insurance companies certainly have a stranglehold on many treatments because they're in cahoots with the big, how's this big corporation on with big corporation,
oh, yeah.
And so they keep people from getting the kind of treatment that they prefer and would probably do better with, and at the end of the day would be much less expensive. It's called prevention. And, I mean, all of these things
certainly
put together make zero sense when you think them through.
Well, just wait till January 1st of next year when the full aspect of the Obama health care bill goes into effect. You know, the AMA did a survey with their membership. And the AMA actually represents less than half of practicing physicians, but they did a survey. 47% of them, this is about 2 years ago, said that if changes aren't made that they're demanding, which have not been made, 47% said they will walk off the job January 1st, 2013, because that's when the bean counters and the government bureaucrats you're talking about will start telling the physicians how to take care of their patients.
Well, they're already doing that to a point.
They're already doing it, but the full-scale hits January 1st of next year, yeah, unless changes are made. So you're absolutely correct. Now, I'm not a member of any participating insurance group. There's enough demand for what I do. 20% of my practice comes in from out of state, so I don't have to get in that line. But I know a lot of my colleagues are just out there pandering as best they can to get in as many insurance groups. And then the insurance group tells them, this is what you'll do in this case. This is what you'll do in that
right.
case.
My insurance covered a lot of my chiropractic, just the adjustments. But apparently it was because the first time I walked in there, I mean, I was doubled over. So they were able to use that to get coverage for me. I'm not sure whether it would just cover it if you're just a walk-in saying, okay, I want an adjustment. But, you know, now with my HSA, you know, I'm basically paying out of my HSA account.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
It's a great deal.
Everybody ought to have one of those.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I mean, I have just started it last year, and I already have a couple $1,000s in my savings account. It's my money, and it's cheaper. Yeah, it's my money. If I want that $2,000, I get to take it, and it's cheaper than going with the regular, just other two insurance plans, the HMOs.
Can I go back to something you were saying a minute ago and talking about how treatments help people? There are a lot of pills around that help women ease their periods. Some women have very heavy periods, very uncomfortable. What can be done that is not drug-related, say, in your field, to help women? This is it. For those women who are listening that do have this problem, or you know, just in general, it is a difficulty that many women live with, and they're always looking for a way to fix the problem. How does a chiropractor like you fix women's problems, if you can? How do you address that?
I have daughters who have problems with their cycles when they lose their adjustment, when they're out of alignment. Remember, everything that I look at, I'm looking at it from a position of nerve innervation. either that's getting good nerve flow or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's not, it could be cardiopulmonary, it could be digestive, or it could be reproductive, especially with women. But also, we've got studies that show what we do actually affects sperm count and sperm motility. So I see a lot of people for infertility, but I've got a lot of ladies I take care of who know they've lost their adjustment when the cramps return.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's anything that, you know, triggers irregularity with their cycles, they'll come in right away.
Many
because they know if they don't get it taken care of there, then there's going to be more problems down the road.
Many people just don't get the fact that there are alternatives because they're so used to having the drugs prescribed by doctors that don't know how to do anything other than that. And that's what's so sad when you see the big bucks that are spent on so few in the country, and oftentimes it's for things that could be straightened out inexpensively and better using the kind of technology that you present. It's mind-boggling that we don't have more people out in the street protesting this sort of thing. No preventative, no suggestion of how to avoid these problems at all under any of these healthcare scenarios.
Well, you know, we had a son who was held back in the first grade because he couldn't tell the difference between a 5 and an S. He got his first correction in the first grade, and he's in South America right now, but he graduated as the salutatorian in high school. Mm-hmm. And then we had another daughter with severe endometriosis about the time I was learning how to do this. And she had to be in the hospital almost once a month for pain drugs. And now she has no more endometriosis at all. Mm-hmm. Again, it's bringing that nervous system back to life, which I can't wait to get my hands on your neck next week.
All right, well, he's going to do that. He won't
I
be
say
ringing
that all the
neck.
Time, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's good. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out jackstockwell.com, folks. 19 after the hour.
Right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how...
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jeopardy time.
Ooh, I like this.
Jeopardy time.
Hit me.
No.
Something. What is the question?
No, we need to get the question from the answer.
Right. The answer.
The answer is the Buffalo Springfield. What's the question?
What is the band singing the song?
Five. No. But if you screw this up, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
It's going to be a long arm of the law.
Long arm.
Bring it, little man.
800-510-8255. Just think you're playing Jeopardy. The answer is Buffalo Springfield. What's the question? 800-510-8255.
There could be a thousand answers to that.
Uh-huh. That's true. Really
oh, wait a minute. The obvious one would be, okay.
800. See what I have to work with here every day, folks. This is the challenge I have, trying to keep everybody's...
Keep you on your toes, man.
Yeah, everybody's morale high. 800-510-8255. What's the question? What's the answer is Buffalo Springfield. And what's the question? 800-510-8255.
Can I give a little clue, a little help?
510.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's just a wide open thing. Think of today's date. Does that help, Doug?
Today's date.
Yes.
No.
No, it doesn't?
No.
Okay, so I was wrong. I was thinking...
It's okay.
On this day.
Uh-huh.
I was wrong, huh?
Well, that isn't the start of a question anyway. It's a more a general question that would only probably find fruition if you knew who made up this band.
Okay.
All right.
I do.
Okay.
All right. This is a stupid question. It really
thanks,
is.
I know, Rich. If you don't get it, it's always stupid.
I don't.
800. Yeah.
The phones are exploding,
this is
too,
stupid.
Aren't they?
Yeah,
oh, no,
right.
They aren't.
800-510. See, you take pleasure in my... Right, we just started.
I'm not the only one that's lost here. I'm just trying to help.
You are?
Yeah. Jennifer? Roberta? Oh, you guys get it?
I have no idea what he's talking about. I've actually started playing Words with Friends.
All right, so that brings us around to Facebook time. Jen, other than your...
Now that I can handle. I understand. Right, yes, I understand. Okay, so our question up at Facebook right now. Well, actually, we have two.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, are you going to watch the Super Bowl? Are you just in it for the commercials, or are you going to just ignore it?
Right.
And then our other question that you can chime in on right now is, what is the must-have snack at your Super Bowl party this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Which would you like the answers to, Dougie?
Oh, just go help yourself there, whatever answers
right.
You have there, Jen.
Let's talk about snacks first. All right, ready?
Let's talk about snacks.
Mike says, nothing. I haven't watched TV in 10 years. Thank God we're not hanging out, Mike, because I have an addiction.
Yeah.
X Shelter X says, pizza. B Zeb Polly says, the stadium food, which I'm guessing means hot dogs and
pretzels.
Peanuts. Yeah. Tracy says, we're having a big spread. I want to go to her house. She says, the most asked for is her homemade soft pretzels.
Mm.
But she said she also had pizza, wings, and brownies.
Come on, where's the chili? Where's the love of the chili?
It's coming. This is the new question of the day. So we're still getting people chiming in on that. Now, yesterday's question is, are you going to watch a Super Bowl? Do you care? Blah, blah, blah. Are you going to watch for the commercials? Lots of people chiming in on that. Jason had an interesting response. He said, I'm watching the Puppy Bowl and going back for the commercials.
Puppy Bowl?
Yeah. Have you heard about the Puppy Bowl?
Puppy Bowl is what I put Charlotte's water in.
Well, no, it's an alternative to watching the Super Bowl. It's a real deal. It's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah. And that's what I was saying you would like.
Puppies,
I don't know.
Football?
It's like, yeah, different puppy activities. And really? I wonder who's doing halftime for them.
Hmm.
Think it's Madonna?
No. Who's a good dog performer?
Oh, maybe it'll be Dog the Bounty Hunter.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, Tammy says, no, she's not watching the Super Bowl. Stacy said she'll watch just to see Manning go down. Stacy, that's mean. The commercials, she said, are an added incentive. Ray said, I quit the mindless activity of watching TV many years ago. Karen said, I will be the other, which means she'll just look up for the commercials.
Yeah. Okay, good job.
And that's it.
Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
This is the biggest play of your life. You trained for this. You were born for this. During the ultimate football experience at Sears, buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88.
See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
Follow your heart and find your magic during Macy's Wear Red sale. Now through Sunday, February 5th, wear red and save an extra 20% or 10% throughout the store. Even if you're not wearing red, you can still get the extra savings by purchasing a red dress pin for $2. With pin sales to benefit Go Red for Women, Macy's is a national sponsor of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women movement. The Wear Red sale, that's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, details in store.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Everybody got their coffee?
Hot tea. I already finished mine. Yeah. I've already had two glasses in, baby.
All right. Good for you, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess because the audience, Richie says the audience is not smart enough, so Rich is the
oh,
one
no.
the audience.
Yeah, that's not what you said at all.
Yeah,
to
the audience
figure out
can't
music
figure out your
trivia question, the answer was Buffalo Springfield. The question is, in what West Coast country rock band were Neil Young, Stephen Stills, and others? That was the question.
What?
Great job.
Let's do another one. That one worked well.
I want another one? I don't know. Let's see. Find Richie working with
Orange.
You know, it just sounds like those Netflix commercials.
What's a problem? What fruit coming from Brazil has a problem? That's the question. Right? How did people do Jeopardy if they can't?
Well, it's a little more.
How?
It's shaved down.
How?
It's narrowed down.
It's narrowed down. It's more focused. There is a specific answer driving you to a specific question. Mm-hmm. Yours was just like Buffalo Springfield. Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Neil Diamond. That's the
right. Exactly.
Right. That's the answer. What's the question?
I have no idea.
What recording artist sang Cracklin' Rosie in 1970?
That's, oh, I would have see, totally gotten
it,
that. I was
you're
thinking
doing it
that.
Backwards, dummy.
How's that I'm doing it backwards, dummy?
This artist recorded Cracklin' Rosie in 1976.
Who is Neil Diamond?
Who is Neil Diamond?
Yeah, that's the easiest way. I'm trying to figure out.
I think trying to challenge us.
Trying to get people's brain to
tune
be,
up your psychic powers, brain, people. Yeah.
Right. All right, let's see. It's 25 for the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden, I was thinking of all of you the other day. I was sitting in an office in Los Angeles after hearing a commercial on one of the radio stations there. I have follicular challenges going on, and Rich is happy.
Does that mean you're losing your hair?
Well, I don't know if I'm... There are places on my head. I still have my hair, but I don't have as much of it as I used to.
Yeah.
And Richie's happy to point out the fact that if you look at me in the back, there's a little place... See, I can't see it, so it doesn't,
right, so
doesn't
who cares?
Bother me
right.
as much as what I see in the
Did
front.
Do you have back hair?
It is.
Another 10 years will be Friar Tuck.
Well, I'm trying to avoid that, Rich.
Good.
And thus, the reason for our visit with William Edwards. Bill Edwards runs a company, and I just have it. This is how this works. True story. Bill will testify to this. I heard Bill Handel do a commercial for Regenix on his program the other day in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. He's talking about his wife, Marjorie, who apparently has thinning hair. Handel doesn't have a hair on his head. He's completely, it's gone.
That ship has sailed.
Right. Long left the park.
Right.
So he's not worried about this for himself. So anyway, he's talking about this place, and I thought to myself, well, Richie's always giving me this schwerba about how thin my hair is in the back, and I like to look my best. And I don't really want to go through some of the things that are the alternatives because they can be painful. So,
plugs.
Yeah. I decided I would go up there. I just wandered in the front door. You know me. I went into this office, and I'm looking around. Very nice receptionist. And she said, may I help you? And I said, yes. I heard the commercial. Now, remind yourself of how you normally would deal. It's a big company. You'd think I'd be smarter to pick up the phone and call and find out how it works. No, I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to go in and see what the story was. So this gentleman comes around the corner, and he greets me, very pleasant guy, and says, what can we do for you? And I start telling him the story about listening to Handel tell everybody, come to this company or call him up and see if he can do something about your hair. So then I found out a fellow came around the corner, actually is the chief cook and bottle washer of the company. And that's why we have him here. His name is Bill Edwards. He's the chief biologist for Regenix, R-E-G-E-N-I-X.
What is Regenix? Is that a procedure or like a pill or pill?
It actually, I don't know if we'd call it would you call it, Bill, a procedure? I'll let Bill answer that question. I don't know that I'd call it. It's not a procedure in that it's an operation. It is more a treatment? What's the right word? What, answer Richie's question.
Well, first of all, good morning to you all.
Hi. Good morning, Bill.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Yeah, Regenix is a process, really, of analysis and treatment of specific problems that can lead to hair loss. We don't deal with trying to put hair back once it's gone. We deal with prevention. That's the whole mantra of
it. So my coworker here, Gordon Liddy, you wouldn't be able to help him out.
No, you wouldn't help him out.
Yeah, he's toast.
Yeah, he's toast. That's not going to work. Now, so here's what Bill did. He brought me into, a laboratory, but he brought me into a room where there's some scientific equipment, including a microscope. So he starts pulling hair out of my head. And thinking, I need all this hair. What are you doing pulling the hair out of my head? And he sticks it on a slide. And then he puts the slide under the microscope and puts a screen on in the office. And my hair was ugly. It wasn't so much...
Well, hair up close isn't
ugly. Well, yeah. It really is. It looked like twigs off of a tree with little shafts on the thing.
Some better shampoo then, yeah.
Well, but then the real bottom of this, Richie, and we actually, you know what we should do, Bill, is get a couple of those pictures from those slides, send them to me so I can put them up on the website. So you can see at the bottom, when he pulled the hair out, the root came with it, and there's this black gunk around. And then he had the microscope, and he showed me what was going on in my scalp, and there were little particles of lovely Los Angeles air in my hair.
Interesting.
So you see, anyway, what's going on in your scalp, and then you see what's going on under your scalp because the root gets pulled out. I thought it was fascinating, so I wanted to tell the story,
You know what I think is neat is that you find this story so interesting, you'd be willing to take the bald talk, the discussion bullet to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on with me. I told you the story about my brain. We're talking about my heart. Whatever's going on, things that are going on with me are going on with you.
So, Bill, what's going on with his dirty head?
Well, that's the scientific term for it. Yeah, he said that. He hit it right on the head.
Los Angeles dirt, yeah.
Black gunk. Yeah, there was a lot of black gunk around the root. And it came from probably a lot of years of using the wrong shampoos. Or more than that, I think what you said, we were talking about my being on the farm, being exposed to a lot of dirt, and Richie and Jennifer will get a kick out of this, Bill. They know that I jump into the swimming pool in the summertime and just to bar soap, and that's how if I've been on the tractor and out in the field, I jump into the pool.
You take a bath in the swimming pool.
Right. The cement pond.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, there's a lot of people have a lot cleaner lifestyles than yours and work in offices, and even people in the clean air of Montana can still have these problems building up below the surface. It starts with impacted sebum, the natural oil secretions getting blocked and turned downwards as opposed to flowing outwards. And then over a long period of time, I'm talking many years, it can build up gradually, molecule by molecule, with these things like micropollution, residues from hair care products, and things like that will gradually start to increase and build up below the surface of the scalp. And then there's the issue with the genetic factors that come into play from dehydrotestosterone that forms from
male pattern baldness, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, the male pattern. It's a confusing term. What most people mean by that is the genetic influence. There's a genetic factor.
Well, what you ought to do, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta, go to, and folks who are listening to this, Regenix, R-E-G-E-N-I-X, Regenix.com, and you'll see more information about how this works. My father had lost his hair, and he had transplants a couple of times. Let's see, what other one of the reasons I was so intrigued with this, frankly, I was thinking about Roberta, and I mentioned, Bill, both Roberta and Jennifer, and how beautiful their thick heads of blonde hair were. But there are a lot of women, even at your age, Jennifer, who are now starting to lose their hair. I don't remember when I was a kid seeing women lose their hair. I have a lot of friends now who are my age or younger women who are losing their hair.
My mom's been complaining about it. She just turned 60, and she's been saying, gosh, just she notices a lot more hair in the shower or in her hairbrush.
Yeah. So what is that the same thing, Bill?
Well, it's amazing. There a lot more women now are losing hair, and the reason you don't see them is because it's so traumatic for them. They won't leave the house without a hat or a kerchief or a wig or something on. But the incidence of female thinning has increased tremendously. Probably half of our clientele right now are women.
Is that because of environmental reasons?
There's environmental reasons, and women are in the workforce now more than ever, and they're getting up to the higher level positions, which encompass more stress, tension. Yeah. And because they're going to work every day, they're more concerned with their appearance. So they're using all of the dyes, tints, rinses, hairsprays, gels, and all these things that can contribute to problems building up below the surface of the scalp that can cause hair to thin.
All right. So when you talk about what's going on below the scalp, it's pretty easy to see. Again, if you guys have gone onto the website, you can see there how this
works. Tell us what the average person should be watching out for and what we should be doing. I mean, I obviously am not going to have a...
Richie won't have that problem.
With male pattern baldness, no. With genetics, no, not at all. But you know what? I walk in the same pollution you do, and it could, inhibit the growth of my hair. So obviously I would want to watch out for that. What am I looking out for, and what am I doing about it?
Well, understand that genetics is only one of many different possible contributing factors to a problem with someone's hair. And these things that build up below the scalp, you really don't even know they're going on. There's no pain or discomfort associated with it. You're going on your merry way. You're fighting these things off. They're building up gradually. And then usually there's some kind of a stressor. There's a triggering thing that will, like an illness with high fever or a surgery or general anesthetic, something that will weaken your abilities to overcome the problems, and the problems will kick in, and boom, you'll start losing hair. The best way, really, to prevent these things, and this is, again, the whole mantra of Regenix, is to work with prevention. And if you can have a hair analysis done, even before you think you ever have a problem, you can spot these things starting to form long before they'll manifest in thinning hair. So really the easiest thing to do, and it's very simple, very easy. You just send us in some hair samples. We don't even charge for it. We spend our nickel first because we want to be successful with every single person that comes to Regenix. That's our goal. And success meaning saving their hair. Even if it started to thin, as long as there's something there to work with, we can keep what you have and also enhance hairs that have thinned.
See, that's the thing that appealed to me. You get healthier hair if you clean up what's there, so the stuff that's underneath comes through stronger rather than weaker. And again, the most dramatic thing I saw was looking at that slide with the various thicknesses of the shafts that he pulled out of my head and how they looked and what was under the surface. But with uniformity, you pull four out and they all had this black glob around it. I mean, look at it. A microscope looks like a big glob. You wouldn't see it to the naked eye. It wouldn't be visible. But those things are there, and that's what keeps your hair from either coming back again or coming back in a healthy way, as I understand it. Right, Bill? That's really the bottom line. You're not going to grow hair that isn't there, although you can clean up the follicles, open up those pores, and the hair that's below your surface that hasn't died can grow again, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's not going to grow again if it's deteriorated to the point where there's no more protrusion of hair. There really isn't any follicle left to produce hair from, mm-hmm. because the follicles will gradually atrophy as the hair thins over time. That's why you can't grow hair on a bald scalp,
mm-hmm.
because there's no follicle left Nothing to produce there. Hair from.
Yeah.
But our philosophy is to create the best possible environment within the hair follicles for the natural cycles of hair fall, hair replacement, and hair growth to take place in. And that's how you can get a certain amount of benefit, even from hair shafts that have thinned somewhat. Do you remember, Doug, when we were looking with that fiber optics microscope topically, how there was a lot of variance in the thickness of the hair shaft?
The different thicknesses of my hair, I was surprised, the different colors of the hair, it really was. You look at your hair and you think, okay, everything's the same. Mm. You start digging around in there and it isn't the same. They aren't the same at all.
All right, so here's the bottom line. Are you going to be able to get his little spot there in the back of his head back?
Well, we'll shade it in, fill it in as much as possible, and it's difficult to predict where we're going to end up, too. We're certainly going to monitor his progress. He's going to either send us in hair samples or when he's in town, come in to the facility there. And we'll be able to monitor things as we go along.
Yeah, here's what happens, Richie. My choices were Ron Popeil's spray-on hair. Remember that?
The stuff that.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah. Spray paint for your head.
I use that on my back.
No.
Or Regenex.
The spray doesn't rain.
Yeah.
All right. So if you are, this is the bottom line. You're suffering, as Richie said, the bottom line is, if you're going through hair loss, but you still have a decent amount of hair, the chances are that this is a way of making it healthier, and it's sure is a lot less expensive and a lot less painful and difficult than what the alternatives are. That's what appealed to me about it. So go to their website, Regenex.com, R-E-G-E-N-I-X, Regenex.com. And I don't mind, even if you use me, I didn't say this to you the other day, if you want to use me in your promotional stuff, put a picture of me up there. So that people who come
before,
here, mine
after,
yeah, I guess that would probably.
And we'll definitely email you the images that we the microphotographs of your hair samples that we took the other day. Certainly.
Yeah, we'll put those up on the website, and people can look at it and say, okay, my hair looks like this. My head. One of the most interesting things about this, not to belabor it, is you're looking at heads because they're so different shapes and sizes of heads. That must be fascinating, even without looking at the hair, isn't it?
Well, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy my job, and we have a lot of fun. The real fun, though, comes not necessarily with the first visit with someone, because there's a lot of trepidation there and uncertainty from the people. But as they progress in treatment and they start to see things change and they start to see things stabilize, that's when they, you know, their real personality comes out.
So what this is you send a hair in, you guys look at it, and you have different shampoos and cleansers and stuff to help them get all of this stuff out of their hair and maybe nutrients to help it start growing again. Is that what it is?
Yeah, our patent is a process patent, and we work with many different types and combinations of biopharmaceutical treatments, and they're adjusted as a person progresses on through a program in order to deal with the myriad of different problems or potential problems that are out there.
Yeah.
And there's also hygiene products that are used in conjunction with those particular treatment.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to wash that bad stuff out of my hair.
My wife is freaking out because she sees hair on the shower floor. She's got a great head of hair, but she's freaking out.
And now's the time to nip that in the bud. All right, so go to Bill Edwards' website, Regenex.com.
R-E-G-E-N-I-X.
What did I say?
Regenex.com.
Regenex.com. Bill, thank you for your help, and thank you for explaining all of this. Hopefully it'll help a lot of people listening. Regenex.com. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Vantage.
Gable's birthday is today, and therefore it is appropriate we play Tara's theme from...
Frankly, Dudley, I don't give a damn.
I know you don't, Richie. From Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Born this day, 1901, so he'd be 111 were he alive today. He died when he was 53 after just doing a movie with Marilyn Monroe, a cowboy, sort of a cowboy movie. He was a modern-day cowboy. I forget the name of it, though. Do you remember, Chucker, what the name of that movie was that he did?
No, I don't. How did he pass, exactly?
Heart attack.
He was with Marilyn Monroe. Pretty much Anybody that was with Marilyn Monroe got knocked off one way or another.
Yeah, and she was something else, apparently, yeah. She's the kind of woman we all would like to have known at one point in time.
Are you kidding? You die.
That's it. What a way to go, somebody said. All right, 54
Jim,
past the hour.
Didn't appreciate it too much.
Right. It's 54 past. Now it's time for movie moments. From movie music, we move into our countdown. Let's see. I wonder if this movie would actually be better tomorrow than today. What do you think, Richie?
Let me hear the first cut, and I will tell you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
Oh. No, I guess we better do it today because tomorrow won't be
tomorrow
here for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. It traditionally would be a movie that it was built around what happens tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow?
Is it? Yeah, I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the second.
Tomorrow.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Right. Stupidest day of the year.
Yeah, well, it does sort of give us...
Waiting for that thing to take somebody's eye out.
A real opening to springtime along with baseball season getting underway. All right, so play a couple of the other clips. Let's see if we can identify
the
movie.
It's a great movie, yeah.
There is no way that this winter is ever going to end.
And your gimme.
Not like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it.
Come on.
800-510-8255. Once in a while, we give you a gimme, and this is the opportunity for you, along with 100,000 other people, to try to... I mean, last time we did this, it burned out our lines. Something just melted.
This is one of those everybody and their brain-dead brother knows
it. Right. And having been there once, it was plenty for me. I went to that radio station that carries the program there. And
oh, man, that was... They put Doug in a closet about a mile away from all the activities. And it was the dumbest show we ever did.
Oh, God, was it awful. All right. Anyway, well, you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
All the decorations have been put away. But following the holiday gatherings, every room in your house could use some serious TLC. When freshening up your home, turn to cleaning products that are affordable and versatile, like baking soda. With countless uses, Arm & Hammer baking soda can freshen and clean your home from top to bottom the natural way, without the use of any harsh chemicals. It can make the microwave, countertops, and stainless steel sinks sparkle without scratching, freshen carpets and upholstery, and even give laundry a boost for fresher clothes and household linens. You can also neutralize all odors throughout the house, from your refrigerator and freezer to the garbage disposal. Before you know it, you'll have the house back to normal. And most importantly, that little orange box of baking soda only costs about a dollar. For more information and to learn about the countless uses for baking soda as you recuperate from the holiday season and gear up for 2012, visit armandhammer.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Hi, Chucker. Let's have the movie news of the day.
All right, Doug, here's an interesting one. Adam Sandler will star and co-write a movie version of the popular children's board game Candyland. I don't know what to make of this other than Sandler continues to...
What's that called?
Candyland. It's a kids, a young kid's board game.
Oh.
It's a pretty off-the-wall idea. I don't know what to make of it and how you make a movie based on that board game. His last film, Jack and Jill, did marginal business around $85 million worldwide on a budget of $80 million. Other news, Star Wars Phantom Menace 3D, which you see commercials currently airing, will show up next Friday, tracking at a $28 million opening weekend, which is not bad.
My son wants to see that.
Not bad at all.
More money. The same thing as... I mean, Star Wars, Titanic, all that stuff. Keep doing them. Keep doing something, releasing something new. Maddie, what's the name of the movie?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day is correct. From Grand Rapids, Maddie gets the prize. Hold on a minute. 59 after on Good Day.